Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Your Radio Promo. This is Robert J., your host with the most. That's right. You're tuned in to our radio show where we feature and highlight great success entrepreneurs who are making a difference in the community and, of course, throughout the world. Once again, this is Robert J., and I do appreciate you taking time out today to, to join us, and we're just so excited to be back on the air. We had a great interview last week with a wonderful entrepreneur who's doing some great things, and we look forward to talking to many more folks throughout the month of December, and of course give you some great tips and things you can use on your daily journey throughout the internet world. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. Where I live in the Midwest in the wonderful state of Michigan. And years ago, I was involved with several gentlemen, and they were entrepreneurs themselves. I was the youngest guy. I was probably 20 years their junior. But sticking around with these gentlemen, learned a lot of great things. Had a lot of conferences. They always wanted to get into some kind of a home-based business, aka, of course, network marketing. And my goodness, I will tell you one thing. I became what they call in the industry an MLM junkie. MLM junkie, one guy actually was kidding around saying, you know, men losing money, you know, probably what the wife would be saying. However, with that, and I'm not saying that in a negative sense, I'm saying that it'd be funny because, quite honestly, that is one way. There's not a lot of ways, but there actually are a lot of ways. But that's definitely one solid way you can make money by being involved with some form of a network marketing company, an MLM. MLM, of course, stands for multi-level marketing, direct sales, any kind of a company like that that actually allows you to stay at home, not to stay at home and watch soap operas or watch MTV all day or VH1 or cruise the web, but basically to, you know, better your future, better your family's future. Another word that came out years back was called telecommuter. People would advertise, including myself, I did this as well. We're told to advertise for telecommuters. What's a telecommuter? Well, telecommuter is basically someone who doesn't necessarily have to get up and go to 9 to 5 every day, but actually can pick up the telephone at that time before the internet, okay? They actually can pick up the telephone, make phone calls, and telecommute. No gas bill, no heavy traffic, having to deal with that kind of stress. You literally can be a hermit and make $1 million by next Thursday at 4 o'clock. Of course, a lot of people, it didn't work out exactly that way. However, there were quite a few people that did stay with it, use the old telephone. The telephone is, if you don't know how to use a telephone or if you don't get on the phone, actually give that human touch while building your daily business, it's definitely something that you want to practice on. And if you pick up the telephone and talk to the air, just practice, because By not using that one tool that can connect you directly with someone. Texting is fine. I do a lot of that. I love it. There's nothing wrong. But the best way to still do sales, still do direct contact and making an impression is definitely over the telephone, by all means. You can still do a lot to the fact. And then business-wise, you can get in the Skype chats. There's a number of chats, messengers, et cetera. But I wanted to at least, you know, share that with you. And, of course, on my conversations, I try to stay within at least, a certain, goal line, focus on something. And I know I get talking. When I started talking about the gentleman that I was associated with, what reminded me was recently I went by this college, which I attended for a short period of time a couple years back. And this college, they had a special conference. So I walk in the door, and it's almost like that movie you see, like people are being reprogrammed or some horror flick almost. It wasn't a horror flick. It actually was about maybe picture a movie screen when you go to an auditorium and you're in high school and you go to, they have an assembly, they call it, used to call it. I don't know what they call it nowadays. But when you go to assembly, you walk in the door, there's that big screen, you can watch a movie or whatever. This basically was broadcasted throughout the World Wide Web as it was introduced that particular day. And that's what they were talking about, was the World Wide Web and what was going to happen and how this was going to revolutionize and change everything. I believe we had maybe a dozen people or so that actually showed up to this event. And I can't help but wonder, you know, you take that road, you go down one road, you make that left-hand turn, you go down to the right, or you get a job, and then it takes you away from maybe what you were really focused on, what your passion was. But you needed that job because you got to pay your bills and support your family, and you got to eat, right? So you do what you got to do. A lot of people, I commend them, the ones that did stay in the game and continue on. Now, the gentleman I'm referring to, as far as I know, I've been out of touch for several years now with the majority of them. God bless everyone, each and every one of them for the influence, because they were actually a great influence to me. They tried. They really did. That particular program didn't pan out. However, the technology just inspired me. I was actually at a company years before that actually did the same thing. However, it wasn't on the internet. They did it through video. So at that precise time, that particular marketing company was going to be airing their brand new product, their brand new video. They had the best video in the world. I could show this video to somebody and they sign up before it was even halfway through because of what I had done. I had given them at this particular time a Tang tasting energy drink that they, you know, they indulged on. By the time the movie even started, they were like, wow, this is great. And to see the technology they put into this thing. And I'm talking back, this is going back 20-some-odd years ago, okay? Now, with the World Wide Web introduction was actually 20 years ago this time. And the reason why I'm referring to the fact of taking a certain road, even if you took that detour back then or last month, last year, and you're regretting it, you're saying, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? You know, you got to realize you did what you did. Chalk it up for experience, okay? Move on. Move on and focus and strive towards that goal. Strive towards what it is that you really want. What is it that you're good at? Is there a need out there that you can fulfill? Have you ever thought about that? And you think, it's a stupid idea. And I've done this myself and throughout my life too, okay? And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this or that, finances or whatever. You know, had I shared it with somebody, by the way, I've shared a lot of ideas with some people throughout my career, and yes, people have used those ideas, and I'm like looking at, I'm sitting outside the back door over there, what did I do wrong? Now, when you have your idea, yeah, you definitely want to go through the proper channels and copyright it and protect yourself, sure, but first you got to start working on that idea. So the copyright and all that other stuff doesn't mean anything, you know? I mean, it means a lot when you're actually marketing or selling something to someone. However, get it started first. Get something going. Get it, you know, maybe ask around and do it like almost incognito. Do it like where you're not asking too many questions, but you just kind of want to know where people sit with this particular need that maybe they can use something or it can help them on their daily lives. And whether it's helping them marketing, helping them fix their tire and not having to get up in the morning and go to work, giving them an opportunity to look another ways of making an income, or of course, you know, it could be medically speaking. Whatever it is, write this thing down, and that's kind of why I'm coming around taking like the 360 here for a second. We only have a few more minutes left in the show today, but what I wanted to cover today, and by the way, this show is going to be like almost a spontaneous show. That's how I roll. I pretty much have done most of my programs. I've written things out and stuff like that. But it comes from the heart. It comes from what's actually on my mind, how I can actually help others out there and be an inspiration if it's possible, okay? Help that one person. And I've always been that way. That's been my nature. So if I tend to ramble on, I do apologize, but I am getting to a point here. Point is this, blogging from your heart, okay? Blogging from your heart. Content, okay, content is content when you write something down, you write something, or I'm talking right now, I'm giving you content today, okay? Give me a bunch of air here and there, but you might hear one or two words that might inspire you. But are you content? You know, your heart's, you know, do things in order to your heart's content. And I want to leave you with that today. Just be content, but write things down. Blogging is such a cool thing. If you could set up things, so get online, send emails out to your friends on a daily basis, whatever, you can do a blog in a couple of paragraphs a day or a week, however you want to do it. Just come up with something to blog about, to write about. Blogging is writing, and then you're sharing it with the world. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in today. We do appreciate you. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We actually are doing another show on Black Friday, so we look forward to you tuning in then. Have yourself a wonderful, happy, healthy Thanksgiving, everyone. And if you want to tune in to check us out, you can go to our Twitter as well. You can go to @ConsumerView, ConsumerVue. That's, of course, our Twitter. Of course, you can go to my website at viralvoiceovers.com. That's viral. VoiceOvers.com. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Remember, you can make a difference. Just blog from the heart.